We've been talking, started talking about framing our life, and I had an issue that just come up in my life. Well, actually, over the past 7 or 8 months, I've had this issue bombard me, and it's really bothered me. The issue of integrity. See, you can place yourself in a frame of being a person that walks in integrity, or you can be a person that is accused of not telling the truth, lying to people, and that kind of stuff. Everybody wants to walk in integrity. Everybody needs to be walking in integrity. But we've got a society. Well, let me just give you one example. What's a stop sign for? Does anybody stop at a stop sign? Now red lights you'll stop because you know they're coming by. But most stop signs, and don't sit there and say you haven't done it, you roll through it. But it means stop. But we're in a society where we make our own rules. We are a people that you can lie to anybody now and get by with it. Used to be if you lied to someone, it was all over. Used to be you would be penalized for lying. Now they lie on television about advertisements and anything they want because that's commercials. You can do that. And if you believe everything you see in the newspaper, and if you believe everything you see on the news, then you're caught up in the same thing because it's most of the time it's not true. And to find someone that really walks in integrity is hard to find. I'm talking to everybody here. It's a pretty sad state that we're falling into. It used to be that if you said and you shook the hand on the agreement, it was an absolute done deal. Well, in my life, that's the way it is because I've had to choose that. But we're in a society where people can just tell you right out, I just bought a truck. This is a 2011. I turned in the insurance company with a serial number, and it's a 2008. That's called integrity. What is integrity? Let's go first to Proverbs chapter 11. Really strange. Well, it's not. But it's somewhat of a strange spirit during the day-to-day. Anybody notice? Yeah. Wonder what that is that we battle. And I have to apologize ahead of time. For some reason, my throat is so dry tonight, I'm having trouble. You ever wake up in the middle of the night and go, that's how my throat feels tonight. Proverbs 11:3, it says, the integrity of the upright will guide them. The integrity of the upright will guide them. Integrity is a guide, listen to me just for a few moments. Integrity is a guide to truth. Many people think, well, they walk in integrity. Yes, they walk in integrity, but integrity brings you to the place where you have to make a choice on a situation or a circumstance. Integrity is the doing of it. In other words, if you don't have character and if you don't have morals, your ethics are going to be wrong. You're going to live a different lifestyle than you should be living, and you have trouble walking in integrity if you don't have things that, if you don't have those characteristics that line up with this word. You following me? See, we are a people that to tell a lie, not no big deal, everybody lies. To not stop at a stop sign, that's no big deal, nobody stops at a stop sign. To drive a little over the speed limit, and I'm talking to myself, everybody does it. But if you're really walking in integrity, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you're walking in integrity, there's no lying coming forth in any way, shape, or form. And if you do see that you've made a mistake, you correct it. You immediately come and you get it straightened out. But see, we're a people that we're slowly getting out of where we should be, and we've got to work to get back at it, but we've got to understand it. It's not truth. It's not truth to say, well, that person's walking in integrity. Integrity takes you to the truth. When I'm questioning about something, I've got to answer. Now, I can allow fear to pull me back. I can allow what people think of me, which is fear, pull you back. But honestly, when you think about it, when you're cornered and you've got to be what you're supposed to be, it's very difficult. More and more all the time, because nobody does it. But see, integrity is, if you want to frame yourself where you need to be framed, you need to be a person that walks in integrity and understands that God's got all this. Integrity, a definition of integrity, is a state of honesty and purity, a state of being real to loyalty and truth. I want to read that again. Integrity, a state of honesty and purity, it's a state of being real to loyalty and truth. Integrity then does what? Integrity draws you toward a conclusion. And if you've not been raised in a right situation and you've never been taught right, then your decision making in that area, you'll never walk in integrity because you'll make the wrong choices. But someone that knows the truth, son, go clean your room. I already did it, Mom. Did you? Integrity would say, oh, I haven't got there yet. Integrity would say, I'm going to do it right away. Integrity would get back and straighten out the situation. But see, we've got a society that just doesn't live that way anymore. And they come to the place where it's just whatever, whatever. Proverbs 10:9 says, he who walks in integrity walks securely. See, without it, you'll go whatever way the crowd goes. Without integrity, you'll come to that place of just wavering, I guess, in every situation and circumstance. James, what's James tell us? James says, if you can't make a choice on either side, you're called double-minded. But a person with integrity is one that knows the truth and walks in the truth and stands in their truth and is the truth, no matter what people say, no matter what people do. Integrity. It's a lost art that needs to come back around. See, integrity shows, folks, your character and your ethics. Integrity shows where you come from and what's going on. Character is your moral strength, your self-discipline, and your reputation. That's what your character is. Not, I've heard people say, well, they're quite a character. No. Character is what you are. When someone says your name, everybody has a picture of you. Not your face, not who you are that way, but they look at you of what you do. Let's say you're one that gossips all the time, and someone says your name. And they know with that name is a gossip. Or they say your name and they know that you never, ever, ever, ever tell the truth. Or they say your name and you're having an affair and your wife is sitting at home. Or they say your name and you sit at the bar all the time and you're never with your family. Or they say, I'm talking about character. See, a person can't frame themselves in integrity if they're going those ways. They've got to see their damage. They've got to see their mistakes. Then they've got to change their mistakes. They've got to make a right choice. Did you do this? Well, I didn't feel real good that day. Or the excuse everybody uses when you're in a bad mood. Well, I just had a bad night. That's no excuse. That's your excuse. But integrity would not go there. Did you do this? Well, no. But you really did. The policeman pulled you over. He knows how fast you were going. Do you know you were doing 75? Well, I didn't think I was going that fast. You knew you was going that fast. It's an issue of integrity. Amen. What is the truth? What did go on in your life? Let's stand our ground. Let's don't wishy-wash. Let's don't Let's don't. It goes so many ways because you've got some people that are mercy motivated, and they won't stand up for themselves. That's not integrity. That's just being afraid they'll be upset with you. If something's not right, stand your ground. If something's going on, tell the truth. Even if you made a mistake, tell the truth. Did you say this? Well, yes, I did say that, but it didn't come out the way it was supposed to. It was taken out of context. Explain yourself. If you blatantly said something you shouldn't have said, just say, yes, I said it. Would you forgive me? Instead of lying about saying or doing what you did. I need a great big straw. Set this down and just... Really? I don't know. Bear with me. All right, we got character. What is ethics? Ethics is your moral standard or values. The ethics you live by is your moral standard and your values. If you don't have good ethics, then you'll not have a life of integrity. However you were raised determines, whatever you believe will determine your ethics and what you think about things. A good example is so many people have been persuaded through the news media and through things in college and all the stuff that goes with all of that, that abortion is okay. Well, that's part of your ethic. If you believe abortion's okay, that's part of your foundation. That's part of what you believe. So to try to walk in integrity with that, when you know that you know and you know what the scripture says, you can't walk in integrity if you're going along with that. It's a very difficult thing in the voting situation now, because I was one at one time that I never chose sides. I just picked the person that I thought could do the best job, and I still do that. But it's the divide. Has anybody noticed? And I'm not coming against, I'm just giving you a fact. It used to be it was policies and procedures on how we run the government. Now it's black and white. It is doing things that violate the scripture. So it's very hard to say, well, I'm going to go in and pick the best of that side when that side represents nothing of this side. So I have to be a person that walks in integrity, and if I'm going to go in and vote for someone, I've got to do my homework, and I've got to find out what they really believe. And even if it's the side that I am most of the time, and they're living out of those ethics, what am I doing voting for that person? Yeah. Not to vote is wrong. We have to vote. But it's your responsibility to vote, because that's our only chance we've got. But you've got to pay attention who you're voting for. You say, well, Pastor, you can't get up and say that. Yes, I can, because the president we've got now eliminated the Johnson Act, and I can say whatever I want to say. And I'm not going to say anything that doesn't line up with this word. And the fact is, if you're a believer that abortion's okay, I'm sorry, that does not line up with the word. Now, there are cases and situations where that has to take place, but that just to do it because it's a hassle, just to do it because I don't have time for a baby, now we're talking sin, now we're talking this is against the word. I don't want my ethics to be that way. I want to make the right choices, so I want to take... That's why it's so important for us to read the word. That's why it's so important to be around the word. That's why it's so important to be around Christians, to hear the truth and be able to make right decisions. And then we come to that place of, are you a person of integrity? Okay, then you're going to do what the word says. You're going to choose what the word says. You're going to walk according to the word. You're going to be at that place that your morals... See, if my morals and my being is not in line with the word, then I'm going to collapse every time something comes against me. And I'm going to go the way of the crowd to keep everybody happy with me. Have you ever met those kind of people? Oh, yeah. They'll sit in a meeting and they'll rip on somebody, but just the minute the meeting's over, they'll run to that person to try to say things because they're afraid it'll get around to them that they said these things. Yes, exactly. See, that's not... There's even people that you can talk in this crowd and they, yeah, you're right. And then they'll turn right around to this crowd. Yeah, you're right. That's called no integrity. That's double-minded in every way, and all they are trying to do is keep peace. When that's not what you should be doing, God takes care of the peace, you just walk in integrity. Don't allow fear of rejection. Don't allow fear of being caught. Don't allow fear of not satisfying your flesh pull you down and tear your frame down, that frame of walking in integrity. See, the best thing that you could ever have on your little straight line that's between your dates on the tombstone is integrity. He said it, he did it. My dad and mom that's just the style we lived. I mean, mom would just throw a fit if she knew I told Connie I would come and pick her up at 7 and I'd drug in at 7:15. There's no integrity in that. Because I said I would be there to pick her up at 7 o'clock. My sister, Vicky, she had a man that dated her that every time, he was 30 to 45 minutes late, every time. She would get all dressed up and ready to go, and Dad would say, he won't be here for 35 minutes. What's your hurry? He was always 15, 30, 35, 40 minutes late. Always. There's no integrity in that. How can you trust? Has anybody ever worked with a lawyer that tells you the whole truth? But once they lie to you once, isn't it pretty hard to trust them ever again? It's the same with everybody here, as we know each other. If you've been lied to by somebody, it's very hard to put that down. It's very hard to... That's why this year has been hard for me, because I've had so many people come to me and say, you're not telling the truth. Why would I want to lie? I mean, think about it. Why in the world? I mean, that's not in my makeup. To lie to you on purpose is premeditated dumb. Now think about it. To lie on purpose, to cover something up, is absolutely premeditated dumb. Because every time you lie, you've got to cover that lie with another lie. And then you've got to start keeping track of all your lies so you can cover every lie that you've got. That's just stupid. There may have been misunderstandings, but that didn't mean that I'd meant that way or you meant that way. Fact is, we walk in integrity because that's what God wants us to do. And he chooses to use you he'll guide you, he'll direct you. I could go through a list of things in Proverbs that integrity does for you. It's an amazing example of life. If you walk in integrity, he's going to guide your life. But we get in such fear of people and such fear of things. Scripture I read earlier, it said, he who walks in integrity walks securely. I want to just share a little bit in scriptures, and we use this example because it's so good. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel? Interesting in Daniel 2:4, how Daniel himself got favor with the king. And he was put in charge of a vast area. And he talked to the king and said, could you bring these other three Jewish brothers up and let's use them in Babylon to take care of Babylon? And that was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or however you want to say it. And you all know the story. They basically were tricked into their situation. And they were told that they could not pray to any other god but this king. And we know the story how they prayed three times a day to their Savior, to their God. And we know the story how the king fired the furnace up. Was it 7 times hotter? I think it was 7 times hotter. Now that's hot. I don't know how you make something hotter than hot, but you must be able to make it hotter than hot. Obviously they had these great big billows where they could blow the air in there and really get it intensified. To the place to where when they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, the officers that threw them in, they died from the heat. Why did they get burnt? Because they would not bow but to the truth. I will not worship another god. That's what's built into me. I have made a decision. See, integrity comes when you make a decision that you make stick. I said I would. I will. I said I wouldn't, I won't. There's no in between on that. These three men were raised properly, and they knew they had morals, and they had character, and they had more wisdom than most that they worked with. And they were told, you will, and they said, no, I'm sorry, we will not. And you know the story. Daniel even come to him and said, let us eat the food we eat, not this garbage. I'm sure he didn't say it that way. Let us eat, we'll show you the wisdom we've got. Well, it was proof. So they had the respect, but they were so much better than the rest, they couldn't even find anything to use against them, so they used their own religion to corner them. Well, it backfired because they stood their ground. And I don't know what the comment was. I don't care what you do to us. Well, let's see. Maybe I can find that. Three, go to Daniel. I got it marked. I think it's 16. 15. 16 and 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. Now, they're talking to the king. They're talking to the one that could and is trying to kill them because of coming against them. See, we don't have that much difficulty. If someone come in here right now with an M16 and told you to deny Christ or they'd blow your head off, could you say, shoot? See, we've got to have such a moral fiber in us, such character in us, that we can walk integrity no matter what the situation or circumstance is. Because we're getting in a time where you may see that day in your own life. Because things are getting crazier and crazier and crazier out there in the world. To where they just get up and blatantly lie about each other and the things that go on, and there is no integrity anymore. See, it used to be in the political arena, they used to debate the situation, they used to debate the circumstances. They used to give their ideas, and they'd give their ideas, and so you picked the right idea. Now it's ongoing onslaughts against their character. And it's wrong. And that's why we've got to be a people. A small group of people, Christians, have got to be strong and walk in this integrity to the place that you'll do like these guys. 17 goes on and says, if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from the hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. I'm set in my place. I will not do it. That is called integrity. They've seen the situation and they chose, I'm not going to do it because I do not believe it. I will not get pulled in. Teenagers many times get pulled into situation and circumstances in things they didn't even want to get involved in. Because they couldn't stand the ground. That's what I so appreciate about our youth group. They're building a group of kids that they know who they are. They'll make their own decisions, and they're not swayed by a whole bunch of other situations and circumstances. No, this is what I believe. I'm not doing it. I mean, our kids got made fun of all the time about Halloween because we'd pull them out of school just on that day. Well, it's just a party. They had decided, and really not us, they had decided, this is not for me. I'm not going to be involved in this activity. You do your thing, and I'm not judging you, but I am convinced in my heart that I'm not going to do it. That's integrity. That's a very rare. I'm looking at a lot of people in integrity, but we live in a society where most of the time it's the other way. It's amazing. We had one of Chris's lawyers one time just blatantly lie to us. Had some paperwork for us and told us that it would be ready at the office. We drove all the way to Belleville, and the secretary handed us a bundle of papers that was absolutely all just papers with stuff on it. Had nothing to do with Chris's case.
He said he lied.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, I lied. I didn't have time to do it, so I lied to you. And then when Chris said, I don't want you anymore, he said, I'm sorry. you can't get rid of me. Which was a lie, but we didn't know it wasn't a lie. I mean, see, those are issues of walking in integrity. What about Daniel himself? You all know the story on Daniel. They got jealous of Daniel because he was so smart. And when you read the set of scriptures, I think it's in Daniel, I got it wrote down, Daniel 4 and 5 in that area. It's interesting how they even said, you know, we don't have nothing on him. We can't find anything he done wrong. He's had a perfect life because he has an excellent spirit. Let's just set it up so he will go against his own character. So you know the story. They went to the king and said, hey, let's do this and let's do that. And whoever don't bow, they're going to get thrown in the lion's den. You all know these stories, but I got to bring them up because he was a man of character. And he told the king, I'm sorry. The king knew him so well that he was upset that he had to follow his rule. The king actually, folks, listen. He actually said he would do, which was wrong, but yet he had more integrity than the ones that was setting everything up. Because he said, I've said I would do it. I'm not changing the rules. That's the way it is, even if it's Daniel. But his heart was, he was up all night worried about Daniel. And he went and opened the cage or moved the rock. And there Daniel was sleeping on the mane of the lion. I can't even imagine that. That's a God thing for sure. And then the king, you all know the story, the king got the guys to set it up and they were tore apart and their families before they hit the ground. God will guide you in your life. You say, well, can I trust the Lord? That's what all of this is about. Knowing that if I just walk how he tells me to walk, and when I get cornered, I do not change my direction. This is how I believe. This is what I believe. This is what I stand for. I'm not changing it. I'm not changing it. I will not change it for you. I will not change it for anybody. I don't care what you say. This is where I stand. If you can walk in that, you watch. God will take care of you. He will guide you. He will strengthen you. He will show off for you. He showed off for Shadrach. Could you imagine being in the fire that is pumped up like you melt metal, and then they saw the fourth man who was God, and then for them to walk out, I love reading in the New Living Translation, they walked out, their hair wasn't singed, and they never even smelled like it. All because they walked in integrity. Simple message, but very deep. To think every situation that comes up in your life, you got to go, okay, what do I believe? That's why it's good to know what you believe. Why do you believe? It's a very good thing. You need to know why you believe. So when someone asks, or if someone asks you to do something, you know, if someone come up and said, hey, I've got a real good setup, let's go rob the bank. Doesn't take very long to decide that that's not a wise choice. But that's only because you know the right choice. We've got a huge group of people that are told that we are infidels, and they're told to kill us. If you were raised from a little one up, that's what you believe. That's what they do. Does that make them people that walk in integrity? No, you can't walk in integrity unless the morals are right. You're walking in sin. You are coming against the word of God. But to say to someone about someone, yes, I know them. They're a person of integrity. I've had many and many people call me about people in the body at jobs. What kind of person is it? And most of the time, I can say, they are people of integrity. You can put them to work and not worry about them. What an awesome thing to say. What a compliment. A person of integrity is a person that follows the Holy Spirit's leadings in everything they do. How sweet it would be for somebody to say, I could not find fault in them. Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. If you violate, listen, write this down. Violate integrity, you violate your character. If you violate integrity, you violate your character. If you come in the door and act church-wise, but then I see you out there gossiping and cussing and being the other way, that's not integrity. See, if you live that lifestyle, you're violating integrity. If you live the same way, the same person that stands here should be the same person that's standing at home.
That's right.
The same person that sits there, there, and there that we get to know should be the same person that you see out there. Nothing should change. There should be absolutely no change. Your vocabulary should never change. Your thoughts about life should never change. You should be just like...
Absolutely.
That's called integrity. That's called integrity. I know Lisa right now is around a group of people that aren't believers. But I guarantee you, the longer she's around them, the more they're going to go, that's a person of integrity. I can ask her to do as she does. And where did you get that? And they'll finally someday ask her, and she can say, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what's inside of me. See, it's hard to walk in integrity if you've not been born again, because you don't know what is right. That's why it used to be when the Bible was the main book in the schools, you had a foundation. See, how can you make a choice on anything if you don't have some place to start?
Right. Amen.
See, that's what a speed limit is. A speed limit says 45, that's a starting point. That's what you're supposed to be affected by. That's where you go. That's where you're at. If the morals of your life, the ethics of your life is what's in here. And if you take this right here and you believe everything it says, then that sets you up to have a foundation to work off of to build your future. If you don't, I mean, people now are told to do whatever you want to do. Well, where do I start? What do I believe? I can't go by what feels good. I mean, we got masses of people coming to America. It's actually an invasion. Because of politics, you can't just shoot them down. If they were coming across with guns, you would shoot them down. If they were coming across to take over, but because of the politics and the lack of integrity upstairs, no matter what President Trump does, it's going to be wrong. If he greets them and puts them in tents and then files them back, it's going to be wrong because it was inhumane. They should have just come and had freedom. Have freedom of what? Where's the boundary? If they all come and say, we'll walk according to the word, then they wouldn't even come up that way because our rules are come on the right way. See, what it's just making everything so difficult. We've even got the politicians that want to change the Constitution. How do you change? I mean, they want to change the Constitution to work for you. Well, then when it quits working for you, are you going to change it again? See, you've got to have a foundation. And someone with integrity uses this right here. No, I will not do it. And used to be, this is what the United States was founded on. And the rules we have, thou shalt not kill, is exactly what it means. You can't kill. But now it's like, we can go into synagogues and we can shoot 11 people and get by with it now, just whatever we want to do. Because there's no moral standards for anything. And we've got to be a people that start changing that by being the other way completely. Church starts at, I will be there. Matter of fact, I'm coming early so I won't be late. Oh, no, I'll get there when I get there. There's no integrity in that. That's disrespectful for the team that's been here practicing and rehearsing. And you know, it's amazing how we've changed the format. Now the church has only got a few people when we start, and after the first or second song, the people come dragging in. I'm not cutting anybody down, but that's stupid. That's lack of integrity. That's lack of respect. You can't have integrity if you don't have any respect. There's characters. The characters of Christ is inside of us. And if we're not doing those characters, we can't walk in integrity. You go to Walmart. You pay for something. They give you $2 too much. You stick it in your pocket and you know the difference. That's not integrity. You get a shopping cart and you go out and you unload your stuff, and they've got a place to put your shopping carts. Just to park your shopping cart, to push your shopping cart off, that's not integrity. There's a place to put your shopping carts. I could go on and on with all the stuff. You're chewing gum and you've got no place to get rid of the wrapper, so you roll down the window and you make sure nobody's coming by because you don't want nobody to see you, and you throw it out. Nobody's seen you. That's not integrity. Or you ate your McDonald's wrapper and you threw it out the window. That's not integrity. It's the truth. Integrity is looking for the truth. Integrity is finding the truth and then operating in the truth. Take your trash and put it where it's supposed to go. There's rules. Keep America clean. Make America great again. Walk in integrity. It's all part of. Do I agree with President Trump's talking too much and his old lifestyle? No, not at all. But that doesn't mean he's not doing great things. Matter of fact, there's a book out here, magazine we've got, I can't think of the name of it, on the information booth, that has a list of all of the things that has been for the Christians since President Trump come in. You might grab one of those. You'll be amazed how many laws have been changed that nobody talks about for the Christian community. That's walking with integrity. We got to come back to that foundation. We got to come back to that place. If you violate integrity, you violate your character. We've got to stay with a convicted heart. We've got to be at that place of going, that's not right. I'm not going to do it. I don't care what happens. I'm not going to go there. I'm not violating. I'm not going to mess up what I believe. I'm going to stand there. Proverbs 11:3 said, the integrity of the upright will guide you. If we can just be a people that say, no, this is what's right. This is what I'm going to do. And you start walking that way, you'll start seeing you have more peace in your life. If you never break that integrity, then you'll never get your place where you have to defend yourself, because God will defend you in everything that goes on. That's true. If you make a mistake in a conversation and something comes out, but it was in the conversation and it wasn't meaning to be mean, but that person took it and made it mean, you're okay because you've walked in integrity. Yes, we talked about that, but we were praying for you. But they can take that same prayer and they can twist it. How many times have we seen it? The news media does it all the time now. They'll take little things out, and they're so good now with editing that you could look at it and say, that's what they said. But truth is, it happened to me last time I got interviewed and put on TV. They totally took out of context. I said it was okay to mess around. That's what they said. I didn't say that. You all know me better than that. That's part of that hurt I've had over the past 6, 7, 8 months. Nah, you know me better than that. Why in the world would I, why would I get on TV and say it's okay to mess around when you know my character? But they twisted it, and some just grabbed onto it and believed it. Well, that's, see, we got to, God will defend and is defending. We walk. This is the way it is, case closed. This is the way it is, case closed. This is the way it is. Maybe that's because I'm so black and white. This is the way it is. It's what the Word says. That's the way it's got to be. If it's in there, what's the first man's name, White, that we've watched here a few times? Todd White. I've never heard of anybody that believes this as much as he does. Well, if it says that, then that's the truth. That's how we're supposed to be. Yeah, we're all supposed to go, oh. Amen. Integrity? If I walk in integrity, he'll guide me. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, I'm going to walk in integrity, and I'm going to trust God in everything. Kelly. Talk to Kelly. He's almost down in New Orleans. And I said, how are things going? He said, well, my health is not real good. And he said, but I don't know what I'm going to do when I get to New Orleans. And I said, well, and he interrupted me. He said, God has taken care of me all the way down. God will take care of me then. Yep. Well, why? because he trusts God.
Yep.
I've got a thing on my telephone that shows where he's at. And I picked up the date and I looked at it, and he was in town. All of a sudden, he... And I thought, are you running? Are you in a car? Well, he's got a... Somebody give him a bicycle with a motor on it. And it was starting to sprinkle, so he was in a hurry to get back to his boat. And I called him when he got back, and I said, "What? Where are you at? I was following you through town." He said, "Oh, it was starting to rain. I had to get back to the boat." But God has taken care of him all the way down. But he said his sinuses now are really starting to hurt him because of the cancer. But he said, "It's all your fault." I said, "What's my fault?" He said, "It's all your fault that I made it this far." I said, "It ain't my fault." He said, "Yeah, you guys," he said, "your church. Your church is what introduced me to Jesus." And he said, "I have been so good ever since." He's walking in that integrity, and he's telling people about Jesus, and he's telling people about the Lord, and he's saying, "The Lord will take care of me." And before I can say, "God will give you direction in New Orleans," he said, "But I know God will take care of me. He'll give me direction. He'll give me wisdom." Folks, let integrity be your guide. You say, "Well, I've never lived that way. I've just kept people happy." Live that way and watch. Don't worry about what people say, what people think of you. You live in integrity, and you'll go through testings at times, but God will do it for you.
Yes,
he always has. He always will. Let's stand up.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you,
Father, we know what the Word says. The Word says to trust in you. Lord, who are we to not walk in exactly what you would have us to walk in? Who are we to choose sides? But Father, to trust in you. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they made a clear choice. King, we're not going to bow down. And if we die, we die. But God is going to be with us no matter what we do. And we thank you. We thank you. Father, we thank you for this group. And we thank you, Lord. We've been challenged by the Word. And Father, as the days go on and the weeks go on, we're going to stand for the Word and stand in the Word and walk in that integrity and watch you take care of us. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.